You're listening to Morning Edition here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. If you're an avid listener of your NPR station, you probably know that we bring you the Blues Review program Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 here on WVPE. And Sunday evenings from 7 to 11, you can join us for some great acoustic music on the back porch, where you're likely to hear everything from Celtic music to bluegrass. I bring this to your attention this morning because if you're a fan of either of those musical genres, you may want to make your way to St. Joseph tomorrow for the 4th Annual Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass, A Taste of Michigan event. And this morning to talk about this Saturday's festivities, I'm pleased to be joined by Whitney Benke, the Executive Director of St. Joe Today, the city's nonprofit event organization. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Let's start out with when and where this event takes place.
Okay, so it's Saturday, May 21st, so it's this Saturday, and it's going to be from noon to 8. And it's located at Whirlpool Centennial Park. And for those of you who aren't too familiar with St. Joe, the best way for me to describe where this is going to be is it's going to be in between Silver Beach Pizza and the Compass Fountain across the street from the carousel. So if you are heading right downtown or below the bluff headed towards the beach, you won't be able to miss this.
All right. And I suspect if people are in town, they'll likely hear the music as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so from noon to 8 tomorrow, let's talk about some of the bands that are playing. Trout Steak Revival, they're a bluegrass band out of Kentucky. What can you tell me about those folks?
Yeah, so they're a younger group, and I'm a little excited because they've got female representation in this group, and they tend to be a little bit more progressive and use some electrical instruments and tend to cater to the newgrass genre.
Newgrass genre. I see that they were also the winners of the 41st Annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
Yes.
All right. So also playing on the bill, Joe Lewis Walker. He's a legendary blues guitarist, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His accolades, playing with Buddy Guy and a lot of the greats. So we're really excited to have Joe Lewis Walker performing for us.
And he was also inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2013, and he played with John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, and B.B. King as well. High Valley, they're a bluegrass band. What can you tell me about them?
High Valley, they're bluegrass, but they have a little bit more of a country flavor. So two brothers out of Canada, and they've got a couple hits that are starting to hit the airwaves a little bit. So Make You Mine is their song that's kind of up and coming. And if you tend to be a little bit more of a country fan, I think High Valley will pleasantly surprise you.
All right. Well, you and I were going to talk on Wednesday, and then we had to push that back until Thursday. And then we were going to do it yesterday, and we had to push it back until today because there's been some change in the lineup here. Let's talk about somebody who's still going to be there, and then we'll talk about somebody who sadly had to cancel and who their replacement is, okay?
All right.
My understanding is now the headliner, I believe, is going to be multi-instrumentalist and bluesgrass legend Sam Bush. Is that right?
Sam Bush won't be the headliner.
Okay.
Sam Bush is in the lineup. He'll be going right before the headliner. He'll be going out at 5:30. But our headliner, we've got, it's a threefer. We've got Coco Montoya, Tinsley Ellis, and Nick Moss and the Nick Moss Band.
Okay, and of course, they were replacing Johnny Lang. Johnny Lang had a family issue, correct?
He did, yeah, a little unforeseen issues with his wife's pregnancy. So we wish him the best, and we completely understand why he had to cancel on us.
Certainly understandable. Let's talk a little bit about Sam Bush. He is a Grammy Award-winning vocalist. He's also a well-known mandolin player. Indeed, he's received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Musical Association. He's played with the likes of Emmylou Harris, Bella Fleck, Lyle Levin, and Garth Brooks. What are folks going to hear from him?
He's definitely going to bring the newgrass flavors. He's dubbed the father of newgrass, and we're very excited to have him in the lineup.
Okay, and again, the headliners for me, please, and what can you tell me about them?
Coco Montoya, Tinsley Ellis, Nick Moss, and the Nick Moss Band. So it's an all-star blues compilation, and Coco Montoya has actually played at Barbecue before. He was here last year.
Let's talk about some of the quick nuts and bolts. Again, this event takes place tomorrow, Saturday, yes. May 21st. It's the 4th Annual Barbecue Blues and Bluesgrass to Taste of Michigan event in St. Joe, Michigan. Parking, is that going to be available for folks, or is this just kind of try to find parking on the street?
Try to find parking on the street. There are all-day lots available up the bluff. I would recommend wear your walking shoes. That the best thing to do would be to find an all-day parking lot and then take a nice stroll down the bluff. The weather's going to be great, so it shouldn't be too big of an issue. And then come on in. And tickets are available at the St. Joe Today Welcome Center and also at themendelcenter.com. And they're $15 in advance, or $20 at the gate. We do accept cash or credit. We do have beverage tent with Michigan craft beers, local Michigan wines, and pop and water for the little ones. This is a family-friendly event, too. So if you have children 8 and under, they get in for free.
Well, Whitney, thanks so much for calling in early this morning. We wish you the best of luck with tomorrow's event. People might want to purchase those tickets early. It looks like you're going to be blessed with great weather.
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking forward to it.
Whitney, thanks so much.
Thank you.